Syracuse's North Side will soon be home to a house that opens its doors to pregnant women who don't have anywhere to live. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Joseph's House is a project conceived by two abortion opponents who say they want to offer pregnant women in crisis an option besides abortion.
Kitty Spinelli of Skaneateles and Maria Miller of Fairmount are the founders of Joseph House, which is housed in this more than 100-year-old home in an undisclosed location on the city's north side. They say they're already getting calls about pregnant women who have nowhere to go.
One woman found us on the internet. She Googled looking for
homes for pregnant moms, and we came up. Other people, the 40 Days for Life people, the churches in the area, social services groups have already called us, pregnancy care centers have called us.
They say two women with babies due this spring are moving into the house in April, and then will begin what they hope is a place where women can have babies, get jobs, and learn life skills all in a supervised household. The women can stay for up to 2 years, and founders admit it's a very structured situation with no dating, no alcohol, and limited visitors. Spinelli, who found inspiration for Joseph's House while praying in front of Planned Parenthood in Syracuse, doesn't believe this is a project only for those who are opposed to abortion.
It bridges that gap between pro-life and pro-choice because it's another choice. And no matter what your views are, this is something that you can embrace.
Joseph's House is based on a national model called Good Counsel that has operated homes in the metropolitan New York area for 30 years. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.